Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, hour number two here, live from Dana Landing on Mission Bay. Beautiful Mission Bay. We have a lot going on. A cowboy is here giving away a ton of stuff. And, boy, oh, boy, this is a big day.
This is
three
hit,
out of four, man, to have a chance to win a trip to Alaska at Kingfisher Charters.
You got it. Well, I mean, we've talked all about the list of great prizes that are giving away. It is just it's an awesome day, and it's such an awesome time to come down to a great place like Dana Landing here in Mission Bay. If you want to come join in all the fun, come hang out, see all the stuff going on, make a cast in the casting contest, and you want to step up to the microphone and ask a question, just see the cowboy. He's the guy with the cowboy hat on. Let him know that you want to step up to the mic and ask a question, and if you do, you're going to be eligible to win a brand new pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. And like I said, a fun deal this time. Steve's Choice, and I know this is probably the best place in all of San Diego that I know to come down and check out a pair of Maui Jims. I definitely don't know of a place that has more Maui Jims on display than anywhere in San Diego, and certainly nobody that is familiar with fishing frames and the way that they fit somebody's face and the styles and lens options that Steve has. And one of the cool things about getting your Maui Jims at Dana Landing is, like Steve mentioned with that My Maui program, is you can basically order combinations of glasses that you wouldn't necessarily find at other retailers. If you like a certain color frame, and normally from the factory doesn't come with this lens color, but you know the lens colors that work for Southern California, and that's what you order in here.
Yeah, I mean, that's such a cool thing, because I personally think your lens color is the most important part of it. I mean, the frame, you want it to fit your head, but obviously you need to decide what lens color you like best and then go for looks and whatever fits your head, so be able to match them up is a great option.
That's so cool. Again, that's any person that steps up to the microphone is going to have a chance to win those brand new Maui Jims. Today we're giving away an awesome pair. It's that World Cup frame in the Marlin color with the neutral gray lens. A very cool pair of glasses for one lucky. Step up to the microphone. If you give us a call this morning, 858-457-1090 or toll free at 877-792-1090. Callers are eligible to win a really cool prize too, and that's an AFCO performance package, including an AFCO performance pair of board shorts, the AFCO performance shirt, and the great AFCO face mask, all courtesy of our friends at AFCO. As we mentioned before, casting contest is going full swing right now. Ryan's got all the boys making casts, and tons of great prizes there, too, including an AFCO fiberglass gaff, a brand-new Shimano rod, a Rapala Williamson lure kit, plus the winner of the casting contest qualifies for winning the great grand prize. Everybody that's in attendance today is going to get a ticket for all these great prizes that we're giving away. Plus, you're going to fill out an entry form to be one of the eight qualifiers to win the Kingfisher Charters trip to Sitka, Alaska. It includes 3 days and four nights lodging, all the meals, all the transfers, and the fantastic Kingfisher fish processing. A round-trip ticket on Alaska Airlines from San Diego to Sitka, and we're going to draw the qualifier at the end of today's show. But again, you have to be present if you want to get your shot to win.
Absolutely. Or win the casting contest.
There you go.
There you go. We'll have to get an update on that. Yeah, indeed. All right, time to find out what's biting out there.
You got it, man. It's time to find out what's biting. It's time for our FishDope.com report. Today it's sponsored in part by the Sato Crimp and Winder Company, where they only make products that work. If you want to end connection failures, you need the Sato Crimp Kit. It's a must-have piece of gear for your trip if you want to catch everything from school-sized tuna to record-sized tuna. With the all-brass crimps and other features, it's better than ever. It's my favorite connection method. I know it's the favorite connection method for the Royal Star, the Royal Polaris, the American Angler, and most of the other top boats. If you haven't already, you should make your preferred connector from Spectra to Mono or to Fluorocarbon. You can get it at selected tackle stores like Fisherman's Lining Tackle or at SatoCrimpAndWinder.com. And we're going to start it off with our FishDope.com reporter, our captain, Mark Wish, our private boater buddy. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Ricky. Good morning, Pete. Morning, guests. Well, you know, I usually start my day off with a little breakfast, sit down at the computer there, pull up weather.gov, check out that NOAA site for our area, and I absolutely love it when it says there are no watches, warnings, or advisories at this time. I mean, it's like flat calm, guys, and what that means with no, you know, no major wind, no big swell, no impediment to the fish floating up, it it's just going to be a spectacular weekend. You know, that stuff's going to float. We can find it. And between the good moon tide alignments we got here, this is going to be a spectacular time to get out on the water for you Marlin guys.
Oh, yeah.
Lots of fish around midweek. You know, that little breeze we had made it pretty tough. But, again, flat calm now. Whole school of fish is already up west already. Pretty much the main wad is above the west end of Catalina, 125, the 172, 175, all the way to the 17 and beyond. Was very good fishing before the wind blew. Some of the guys had some pretty big scores there. Lots of fish way up west. If you want yellowtails, Catalina's loaded, man. That's just the epicenter. Talking to some of my customers that live on the island this week, it's just been crazy good over there and just about everywhere. I mean, it's not like a spot. It's the whole island. It's just loaded with yellows right now. As far as yellowtail on the beach, very good sign around the horseshoe right now, mixed in with some big barracudas there. It's been good fishing. And just about all the structure spots on the beach all the way to San Diego has got some of that great big yellowtail hanging out on it. Big mackerel and heavy gear is the way to do a number on those things. And offshore, this is where it's not really getting interesting. It's still interesting. Those huge bluefin that have been around the 43, it sounds like that's backed off a little bit. But I had friends there yesterday morning. They said they still marked the fish but didn't do much with them. But no shortage of those 20 to 50s around the area. In fact, there's been kind of resurgence in the bluefin fishing, you know, the school-sized fish. There's a few hundreds mixed in, you know, kind of keep you honest there. But yesterday was just nothing short of amazing fishing, just unbelievable amount of that good grade yellowfin and the bluefin both. Best areas for the bluefin was a little more outside, 277, 209, 181, 289 mackerel bank like that, and then the yellowfin a little bit more inside. And these are fish up to 60 pounds on these yellowfin. 14-mile bank, 267, 209, and then right up tight, I mean like right up tight to the east end of Catalina, like a mile off. Some of the guys, the local guys have been seeing some bird schools in there with that big yellowfin on it. So the best method has been, this is definitely the year of the chunk. I think a lot of private guys are figuring out how well those chunks are working. As well as drifting or slow trolling sardines and mackerels and heavy gear because of this better grade fish that's around. And just an example, I mean, get this. I'm in the store yesterday afternoon. One of my customers working his way back up from the 43. He's got a sat phone, so he was calling me all afternoon just torturing me to death. He wound up with five fish from like 50 to 100 pounds, bluefin, slow trolling mackerels and sardines, yeah, along with a couple Dorado. That's
Jeez.
Pretty darn good fishing in Southern California, guys. So,
yeah,
geez,
no doubt about it. And, you know, thanks to you, Mark. Fishdope.com has been up to date on all this stuff. I know great reporters like you and Dave Hansen, a lot of the guys call in to Fishdope, keep people abreast of where to go. If you don't have Fishdope, you're going fishing, you're not going to have the right dope. So get the code, hook up now. It's lowercase, no space, hook up now. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com. And how do we find you, Mark?
Pete, we're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger in Huntington Beach. Phone number 714-840-4262. The website, PacificEdgeTackle.com. And for that guy that asked about a local wahoo, Danny told me he saw one. He was on a 209 last Sunday fishing for tuna fish, and they saw one jumping out of the water.
Jumping.
So,
they're here. It's going to happen.
Somebody's
going to
catch one.
Hey, thanks, Mark. Appreciate the report. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
I think it's still getting better and better, Pete, but I don't know how it can.
Actually, Ricky's going to be talking to you next Saturday because I'll be at Whalers Cove, where we're going to head off right now and talk to John at Whalers Cove. Good morning, John.
Hey, good morning.
How are we doing, John?
Pete?
Loud and clear, John.
Yeah, it's nice weather, flat, calm, and yet again, I've got some big, big halibut to report. We had some huge 200-pounders released. The biggest was 77 and a 73. That 77 was really approaching 300 pounds. I mean, these are some monsters. So there's a lot of big halibut around for people who want to fish for them.
Crazy. That's awesome.
Wow.
John.
Those
are
big ones.
Yeah, you guys are showing up Wednesday, aren't you?
We'll be there Wednesday. Looking forward to it. Can't wait. And it sounds like our timing is very good for big halibut and the cohos. And still some kings around?
Yeah, there's still some kings around. Not as many as there were. But last year what we found is that around this time we had another run of kings that came through. You know, they were a little bit smaller, but certainly plentiful. So you just never know. It's southeast Alaska. Anything can happen. And with warmer water temperatures on the outside, a lot of the fish are pushing down through this area because it's not as warm as it is on the outside. So we've seen extremely good coho fishing early on and king fishing. And like I said, the halibut fishing has been just phenomenal with all the pink salmon that have been coming through and now staging at all these little creeks and rivers. There's a lot of big halibut that have moved in. So you don't even have to necessarily fish 300 or 400 or 500 feet. You could try 50 feet and maybe catch a giant.
Awesome.
Wow, that's pretty awesome. What about black cotton? How's the black cotton been?
Black cotton has been a little bit slow, but not too many people going for them because they're enjoying the other fishing. We've had some 20-pounders, 18-pounders, and of course, the rockfish. And the biggest rockfish of the year so far was a 37-pound short raker. And that was the biggest rockfish I've ever seen. It was absolutely gigantic.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Well, hey, if somebody wants to come to Whaler's Cove with us next year, next August, we have a 3, 4, or 7-day option on our trip next August or any time with Whaler's Cove. I think you still have some spots available in the latter part of August. Beautiful place, inside passes, calm water, fishing 10 minutes from the lodge. How do we get a hold of you, John?
Well, you can call 1-800-423-3123. That's 1-800-423-3123, and we have a couple of spots available. You can also check online at whalerscovelodge.com, whalerscovelodge.com. You'll get all kinds of information, pictures, and you'll see some of the adventures that you can do here because it's plentiful what you can do. If you don't want to just fish, you can go maybe upriver and check out the river fishing or just go eco-touring or go down to Baranoff Hot Springs. It's fun up here.
So it's really fun. I can't wait. I'll see you Wednesday, and then we'll give a report next Saturday. Thanks a lot, John.
All
appreciate
right.
that. Looking
Bye.
Forward to seeing you soon. All right. Appreciate that. Hey, last week we announced that there was a last-minute spot at Whaler's Cove. Gus from Burbank took that spot.
Hey, that
He's going, and I want to throw out a big happy birthday to our friend Gus. The
nice.
World's master smoked salmon, man. So happy birthday, Gus, and looking forward to going to Whaler's Cove fishing with you.
That's cool. Hey, let's continue on to the catch port. Head on over to C4 Sport Fishing just across the street from us here at Dana Landing in Mission Bay. Talk to Marcos. What's up, Marcos?
Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Good morning.
We've had some pretty good fishing this week, kind of what you'd be expecting after, you know, a few weeks of good fishing here. Catch some yellowtail, bonita barracuda, calico bass on those half days there. Yesterday morning they had 28 yellowtail, 6 barracuda. They had, you know, those calico bass counts are deceiving. They kept 6, caught about 20, had a few yellowtail, some sand bass. Day before that they actually had a white sea bass on the half day. 1 white sea bass, 9 yellowtail, 10 barracuda, a couple of bonita in the count also on Thursday. Lots of good fishing all around there on the half day. The 3-quarter day, fishing down in Mexican waters, or actually they've been taking, excuse me, California permits recently here. The San Diego yesterday, 45 anglers had 92 yellowfin, and those range from 10 to 55 pounds, most of those in the 25-pound range. So that's some
crazy.
Great three-quarter day fishing.
That's crazy.
You know, I know people kind of, their expectations got a little bit warped there when he had a month straight of 200 yellowtail every day. You know, you don't see that ever. And then, you know, so but that 45 passengers, 92 good-sized yellowfin. Sea-Watch had a trip out there yesterday, 34 anglers had 41 yellowfin. Great fishing on those three-quarter day trips there. Still seeing an occasional Dorado in the mix, a few yellowtail in the mix also there. The overnight trips, bluefin, if they're in California waters, yellowfin, Dorado, very similar. You know, it's about what you'd expect this time of the year. Good fishing all around, some very nice weather. You know, had a little bit of overcast here today, as you can see. You guys are pretty close to us there. But it's not stopping the fish, so definitely check out the website, seaforthlanding.com. We have half day, three-quarter day, those 1 days. A few day and a half schedules here and there. There's not much call for those right now. Most of that fish is well within 1 day range. But there are some two day and longer trips up there also. So definitely check that out, seaforthlanding.com. You can see the full schedule. You can make reservations straight online there. You can give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. More than happy to get you guys all set up, take you out there fishing.
Right on, Marcos. Great fishing going on at Seaforth. Great report. Very complete. Lots going on, and we'll look forward to hearing another great one here next Saturday.
Am I going to see you for a Rock Hard Rick Reckless Burrito after the show?
You know, if I wasn't going fishing with our good friends Jim and Jimmy and Mary at right the second the show ends, I would be there in a heartbeat for sure. So I'm going to Dana Landing breakfast sandwich it up today and hit the water.
So we're not going to see any mysterious Rock Cod Rick stickers appear all over the tackle shop here.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Yeah, we got graffiti good last week.
I don't even know.
What, you got your own sticker now?
I can't make any comment to that at all. Like, I don't even know what he's talking about.
I actually have one of those stickers on my my coffee mug here.
Oh my, that's scary.
Don't even know what he's talking about at all. Totally making it up.
Thanks, Marcos. We'll talk to you next week.
See you later, Marcos.
Talk to you then.
All right. Well, hey, that's going to wrap up our catch port today. Again, sponsored in part by Gamakatsu Hooks, Japan's leading fish hook that sets the standard for quality and innovation, strength, and durability. The local tuna and yellowtail fishing is happening right now, and you should make the Gamakatsu Nautilus Circle Hook your go-to hook. It has the strength and durability as well as the right design that makes it very easy for you to hook your bait and, more importantly, put your fish on the deck. Get Gamakatsu Nautilus Hooks at your favorite tackle store.
Hey, Ryan, come on over here and give us an update on the casting contest, and then we'll take Mike Mason if Mike's around. Is Mike back? Okay, Mike's back. All right, you're next up right after Ryan gives us an update on the casting contest. A little twist on the Shimano San Diego County four-dealer casting contest today. And how's it working out, Ryan?
You know, it's working out pretty good. We have a big tie now for second and third place. We have one guy at the top with 3 points, and there's about a nine-way tie with 1 point. So
wow.
We have a little challenging today.
It's challenging. So any guys that scored some good points and then pulled the wrong card?
Yes, that's happened a couple times.
Oh.
Disappointments and heartache.
All right. Well, it's a challenging cast, and you're flying into the hula hoops, and then you draw a card to make sure to your points count.
Yes,
so
sir.
Still have time to come down. You
come
still have a list?
Down.
All right. So you have some guys to take. So if you haven't casted yet, it's an easy one right there. Come and see Ryan and get on the cast.
So a nine-way tie, I'm guessing you're really hoping that a couple guys score big so you're not having a nine-way cast
off. Yeah, we hope not.
Got that fine.
Mike, you're up from here on Dana Landing in Mission Bay. Thanks for coming down.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
My question for Ron is I've seen a lot of use pro anglers on Craigslist. Can the new seats and stuff go on those?
No.
They're just...
They changed the deck.
They did.
Yeah.
That's why you're seeing the used ones, right?
That we get a lot of trade-ins because every year Hobie ups the bar. New products, new technique. Well, this year they added a centerboard in those pro anglers. So when you're heading off into, you know, La Jolla Shores, you're going a long ways, that centerboard makes you track really well. So guys that are fishing La Jolla are going, I need that centerboard. So they trade in their old boat, which is great for us because then we have, you know, a lot of products that are at a little better price.
Right. They hold their value.
Oh, God, they hold their value. It's great. It's been great. Yeah, we have some on sale today. Some of the trade-ins are out back of the store here. You know, you can come and try them, get in them, pedal around. Now, one of the other things that Hobie does is this new seat that they've, across the board in all of the Outbacks, the Revolutions, they have the new Vantage seat. And that's the one Harry sat for 11 hours in. And I got to tell you, I was on that trip, and I was in that seat all day, so the smaller boats have come up a big notch. We have a lot of those, you know, the older boats traded in. But if you haven't tried one, get down here today because you can go out and try one and you win stuff too.
You have some in the water right now.
In the water right now. I saw somebody out fishing on one.
There you go.
Right behind the store.
All right.
All right.
Thanks, mate.
All right, thanks.
Mike, appreciate you coming down. Tom Gruber. Tom Gruber is here from the San Diego Rod and Reel Club, and we're talking about the Big Fish Tournament, 32nd annual, and this year, in memory of our good friend Lou Duchesne.
That's correct. It's next weekend. There's still time to sign up. You can come to the captain's meeting on Friday night, and the entry fee is $75. There'll be the girls will be there to sign you up. We had a seminar here last week, and they have quite a few boats signed up, so it should be a good time for all.
Are there any fish to catch? I don't know.
I hear. I've been gone. Yeah. I've been in Maine, so yeah. I just got back this morning. I'm playing catch-up.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think it's going to be a pretty good tournament.
It's going to be a very interesting tournament to see what a guy wants to do, you know, whether you go close and try and load up on that big yellowfin, you go a little farther and get that big bluefin. It's going to be an awesome
perfect.
This probably be the best stage set up for the Big Fish Tournament in a lot of years.
Yes, we think we're going to have a real good year. And all our proceeds go to benefit kids fishing, like Frenderolo and everything else. So.
Fantastic. And, of course, in memory of our good friend Lou.
That's correct.
Who are also dedicating our Palmas de Cortez Fall Spectacular to. There, Lou was a big part of the Big Fish Tournament.
Yeah, we tried to make it every year.
Yeah, well, that's fantastic. So if they want to sign up, The best thing to do right now would be to come to the captain's meeting.
Captain's meeting Friday night. Yep.
And where's that?
That's at Shelter Island at the Wave there.
At the Wave?
Yep,
okay.
The table's set up. You can't miss them.
Okay. And right there at the launch ramp.
That's
the
it.
The Wave's that weird-looking gazebo thing. Yeah. Across from Humphreys.
Yep, where they spent all their money on it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Instead of spending money on the launch ramp like they should have.
Yeah.
We won't even go there this morning, but, you know, got a beautiful launch ramp right
here
in Mission Bay. There's no question about that. But anyway, big fish tournament, and looking forward to it. It's going to be a great time. This Friday at the Wave is the big captain's meeting from 6 to 8 p.m.
Right, and then it includes their entry into the banquet at the Bally High on Sunday, and that'll be the awards presentation. So.
Okay. Very good. Thanks, Tom, for coming down. Appreciate that.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Everyone likes special treatment, you know, kind of feel like a VIP. Well, that's how our listeners are treated at Poway Valley Collision. I have personally heard of several stories of how well our friends Jim and Mary take care of their customers that we sent them. Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them today, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And listen to this. Our listeners get a special discount that can save you hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. Just tell them you listen to the show and you get the deal. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. Just bring your car or truck to them and let Poway Valley Collision do the rest. I have had my truck repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. Tell them you listen to Let's Talk Hookup, and they'll save you money on your repair. Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
All right, well, Poway Valley Collision, always a sure bet when you want to get your car repaired, but another sure bet is that Power Pro, and let's talk about Power Pro. Johnny, talking about Power Pro for bay bassin, and it's really good to use that super thin, light, no-stretch Power Pro, right?
Absolutely. We fill all the reels up with braid, you know, even for the fishing mission here, 20-pound braid on all the reels that go for the fishing mission with the little piece of fluorocarbon tied on, especially with the spinning gear. Don't have to worry about the wind knots. Line
doesn't,
goes out smooth.
Yeah. Doesn't twist.
Yeah. It's just,
another thing is for people that aren't really feeling fish, that Spectra, they look at it, you can feel it.
Oh, yeah. You just have to adjust the rod, right, to make sure that you don't have too stiff a rod.
That's correct. Yeah. Yeah.
Right. So, Power Pro for bay bassin or for offshore fishing. It's the stuff to get. Power Pro at your favorite tackle store. Check out powerpro.com.
If you've heard the advice Scott Sherman from Fifth Avenue Insurance has given anglers over the past couple of years, you know there is much more to your boat insurance than just a low rate. Well, Fifth Avenue Insurance can not only find you the lowest rates on your boat insurance, they also make sure the coverage you get meets all your needs. What if you had an accident with the boat and found out you didn't have proper coverage? Well, that just won't happen when you insure with Fifth Avenue Insurance. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Fifth Avenue Insurance, 619-640-3130, or check the number 5, THAVEINS.com.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
What a tuna and yellowtail season last year. Many say the best in 30 years. Could this season be even better? Don't be caught without the right gear. Now is the time to stock up on the trolling lure that proved to be the best. X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Every X-Wrap Magnum runs perfect right out of the box. They all have extreme action and a controlled deep diving aggressive swimming motion. The large diving lip partners with premium BMC hooks and an irresistible rattle. The X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala can be trolled at high speeds without rolling or kicking out.
out at depths to 15 feet. Bottom line, the X-Raft Magnum is the ultimate trolling lure for Southern California and Baja saltwater fishing. With a textured translucent body, internal holographic foil, and 3D holographic eye, X-Raft Magnums are irresistible to saltwater game fish. Available in a variety of colors and sizes. No matter what you choose, the fish can't resist X-Raft Magnum by Rapala. Ask your local tackle dealer which is the hottest color and size and start catching more fish. See the entire line at Rapala.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right. Bob from Santee is here. Good morning, Bob. Nice hat.
Good morning. Thank you very much.
Did you win that from the cowboy?
Absolutely.
All right.
I'm very happy to get this.
Very nice.
Going to be using this on the day and a half trip that my family got me for my 50th birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Congrats.
And I wanted to say I really enjoyed the show a couple weeks ago with the spear fishermen. I was a spear fisherman for years, and once the kids were born, that kind of went away. But I mean, that was just fascinating, and it's amazing how much the technology has changed in that. Along with fishing, you know, the technology really makes a difference.
Yeah, we're going to do that again. Cool. Those guys, yeah. In fact, Ricky and I are going to take a free dive class from those guys sometime. End of September, something like that. Work on the details out on that. But
that sounds like that's cool.
Yeah, I was pretty impressed at the feedback we got from that.
I loved that show. I loved it.
So we're going to do it again.
On that day and a half trip. Now, I'm one of these people. I don't go out as often as I would like. Nobody ever does, except Rick.
Yeah.
And I always tend to take out way too much gear. But as far as outfits, what am I? I mean, it's a day and a half trip. It's on the Grande, and just looking at what I should take. Do I need a cow outfit or not,
Johnny?
Well, I mean, you don't need it, but if you have it, I would bring it because
I don't have it. That's the problem.
Well, you know, if you don't have it, I would just bring the heaviest thing you have. You know, so something up to at least 60 or something. Maybe you could put some 80-pound on, but you know, you'd much rather not need it and see it than need it and not have it.
You don't want to leave that thing
in your
garage.
Yeah. All budgets are off. If you're ever going to spend money on fishing gear, why wouldn't it be this year?
Why not?
I mean, you can waive all the budgets. Just go get it.
Yeah.
That's every year, Ron.
Yeah. Particularly this year.
So you heard Marcus Medak from the Nulo Ann call. He said essential would be 30 and 40.
Right.
And then kind of add something in there. So if you have another outfit that has 50 or 60 on it,
at least give you a chance. Yeah.
I've always said 40 pound, you can pull as hard as you want on 40 pound. A big fish, you're not, but 40 pound, you can pull almost as hard as you want without really breaking
the biggest thing I've got is a Baja Special, and I'm guessing I could strip the. I've got 65 Spectra on it right now. Could I load it up with 80 pound and then just.
I would just keep the 65 Spectra on there and put a 50-pound top shot.
There you go.
And I think that'll give you that extra, abrasion resistance, take a handful of circle hooks. So if there are some of that big fish around, if you fly line a bait out with a circle hook, or it'd be a good outfit for fishing the flatfall. But that reel can, I would say, fish up to 120 pounds. If you know how to put pressure on a fish, then you can land it on that reel.
The rail is my friend.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And those fish have teeth.
Yeah.
The bigger the fish, the more teeth they have. So Johnny's right on getting that Gamakatsu Nautilus circle hook in their mouth. You have a way better chance on lighter line if you get them out.
Put them in the corner of the mouth.
Yeah, you got to hope so, right?
Thank you.
The other thing with Marcus Manulo Ann is if you are worried about heavy gear, the landing does rent very good tackle. It's not like the old days, renting a broken down Pen 500. I mean, they have two-speed reels, Spectra, high-end rods, Calstar Seeker type rods. I mean, it's very, very good gear. So, I mean, the rental tackle nowadays isn't like it was back in the day, especially in the world of in the big fish arena.
Okay.
Thank you. All right. Thanks for coming down. Wayne, Point Loma Wayne, are you around? There he is.
Lounging.
Come on down. Hanging out at Dana Landing, a great place to hang out, whether we're doing the show live here or not. It's a great place to come and watch the Longchamp Follies, have a great sandwich or breakfast sandwich. That breakfast sandwich is good.
That's my favorite.
Sell a few of them.
Yeah. What's in the breakfast sandwich?
Breakfast.
Yes.
All of breakfast.
In a sandwich.
In a sandwich, right?
Eggs, ham. You can got your choice of ham, bacon, or sausage. with eggs on either a bagel or a croissant or English muffin or any kind of toasted bread.
Sweet. Now I'm hungry.
Cool, right?
Yeah. Good morning, Wayne.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Hey, Wayne.
Great.
Just to let you know that I actually do listen to this show, I tried to watch your YouTube video on the John Collins knot.
Okay.
I didn't try. I watched it very
good.
Carefully.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I got my gear out, and I tied what I thought was an RP knot. And I listened to Rick's advice to always go hook it onto something firm and test it, right? So
good.
I hooked it on the side of my garage and tested it and promptly snapped the knot right in half.
Okay.
So I'm doing something wrong. My question is there anybody inside that can show me that knot later in the day?
Yeah, I mean, if you wait till after the show, I'll show you.
Well, yeah, that's
but,
what I mean.
That knot, sometimes the bottom wraps don't grab properly. So I always test it when I tie it, and I'd say about 1 out of 10 times I'll tie one up and it just slips out because it didn't the bottom wraps didn't grab properly. That's why I always test it, you know. And I will lock the drag down on the spool and turn the spool on the other direction and put as much pressure as I can. If you see it start to slip, just cut it and retie it. Most of the time it works, though.
Okay, so. I'll see you after the show then.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Definitely. Hey, all right, Wayne, thanks for coming down. Appreciate that. Speaking of our website, hookup1090.com, of course, you can link that on our YouTube channel, our Facebook page, our Instagram. Everything's on the top corner right. You can just click on any of those links and watch those. The Kathy Rounds 7x5 knot is the newest knot that's on that page there if you want to connect mono to fluorocarbon I have pretty much eliminated mono from the picture. I go Power Pro to Seaguar fluorocarbon. You guys, I mean, I know a lot of guys are still fishing mono, but I don't know. I do
on my gear is pretty much you know, it's just going to be some type of braided line with some type of fluorocarbon tied onto the end, but for a lot of guys that are fishing on sport boats with a bigger crowd, that can be problematic at times.
Yes.
For the crews on the boat. Yes. So you have to kind of adjust it to the skill level of the anglers, and you know, it's not something you want to give a beginner angler. If they're fishing on a private boat, it's okay because they're not around other people where they're going to be wrapped up. But if some guys are beginner fishermen and you fill the reel up with braid and tie a piece of fluorocarbon onto the end,
It doesn't work.
There can be some big issues.
Yeah, you're not
on the boat, so
you have to be advanced enough in your fishing technique to feel your bait, right? As long as you can feel, you have contact with your bait, you know where your bait is, then that's a good connection.
Yeah, okay. And I always tell people when they're going out, you know, I kind of feel it out. Like, what boat are you going on? Has the crew said anything to you? A lot of times, it might be easier for you to go with 100 foot of mono first and then tire fluorocarbon onto the end of that, and you have to kind of gauge it angler by angler and situation by situation.
And you can do that here at Dana Land. You kind of advise them with that. You sell them the tackle, you sell them the Power Pro, the mono, and you'll say, hey, here's what I suggest for you.
Yeah.
All right. Very good. Also on our website, I might add a new story. I wrote a story about our Cedros Adventures trip last week, a little story and photos about Cedros Adventures. And check out the feature photo of the week. It is that amazing day that Skeet and the gang from Job Site Supply had with a couple of giant bluefin and a marlin all in one day aboard his great boat. And congratulations to those guys. It's all up on our website, hookup1090.com.
All right. Hey, we're going to jump right back into the phones. They're packed up. Russell in Huntington Beach, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, Russell.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Great. Good morning.
My question is for Rock Hod. What is your ultimate setup for throwing a surface iron for big yellowtail?
My favorite surface iron outfit, I have a Shimano Terramar 100 Extra Heavy is the rod that I use, and I fish a Trinidad 20 and 40-pound. And just like Pete, I fish mostly all Power Pro, and that would be one of the few instances where I don't. I fish 40-pound straight mono is what I like on my Trinidad 20. So Terramar 100 Extra Heavy and a Trinidad 20 is my favorite surface iron. And, you know, I've had a chance to own a lot of different rods by every manufacturer one could imagine. Surface iron about my favorite, and of everything, that's my rig.
There you go. All right. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Back at Dana Landing here. Uh-oh. Tom in San Diego. Watch out. Here he comes. Watch out. Here comes Tom.
The one and only. Thank goodness, right?
There you go. What's up, Tom?
Hey, how you doing? I was just having a little chat with Wayne. He provides me with the L.A. Times. So they had a nice report on the USC Trojans, whose third game is against Stanford. So we'll see.
Okay.
Anyhow, and I was one of the guys that finally scored 2 points and drew the red card when I was in the black circle. So
nice. Yeah. Very good.
My comment is, I went fishing last week. Actually, David was on, and he was saying he wasn't sure that the flat fall was necessarily doing as good with yellow fin as it does with blue fin. Can anybody? I heard some comment about, I think on one of your call-in reports, that the flat fall was doing very good, but I wasn't sure if there was, the captain was talking about the yellow fin or blue fin.
What do you think, Johnny?
I know they're working really well with the bluefin. I think if the fish are around, they'll bite it. You know, Mark Gillette called the other day, and he was trying to get flatfalls for the boat just because he said it, like, to supply to the passengers, literally, because it was working better than bait.
Yeah.
They're awesome.
It depends on, you know, what type of bite you're on. You know, if there's, you know, fish a little bit deeper, plunker-style bite, it definitely, I don't know if for certain situations it's working better for bait and or better than bait.
I don't think it really matters, bluefin, yellowfin. No. They both eat it.
I think they both eat it. I think it's more just a situational thing, like where, you know, what they're eating at that time. And if you're fishing on the sport boats, the crew's going to know, like, hey, if you're fishing the flatfall right now, you're going to be getting bit better than these guys soaking bait. So.
I've said the one thing on the show a bunch, and it definitely rings true for this, and Johnny, I'm sure you could comment to the same thing. When a guy that's working on the boat every day comes up and buys that lure or is freaked out trying to get that lure, and they're paying out of pocket their own money, when a crew is buying it, that is by far and away the best thing. That is the anti-hype person, the most anti-hype person there is. And the crew every night come up to the tackle store trying to get a hold of flatfall. Did you guys get any? You got any more? I'll take everything you got, kind of thing. There's not a better lure for catching a tuna right now than one of those things.
Well, thank you. The bluefin have ignored it. Maybe the yellowfin will.
Better go in and buy what he's got left right here.
I've got two.
All right. That's not enough. So far enough. Jack is here. Jack wants to talk about trolling. Good morning, Jack. Thanks for coming down to Dana Landing.
What's up, Jack?
Yeah, I'm Jack from Burbank, long way down here.
Oh, thanks for coming down.
I've talked to Dave. I've been out here for 2 weeks. I've been chasing this tuna school about 8 miles out. I'd stop on them. The birds come on it. They'd come up. I'd run over. I'd throw the bait at them. 30 seconds, they're gone. They'd pop 100 yards off or a quarter mile off. And I've been frustrated. Caught one fish in 2 weeks off that, and now I don't even want to stop on them anymore. What's the secret on these pop-up schools off Mission Bay?
Ron, what did we do the other day?
Oh, my goodness. We wait. Pete just did this like a scientist, like a professor. He metered them. You know, when you're driving along with the porpoise, he metered them. We chunked, and then we became the interesting thing for him, and the school was right on us. And we had you caught one on a flatfall.
Yeah. Yeah,
that was one, and then we had three hook
triple. We had them under us for a while, but that we drew them off the porpoise school with chunks. We had chunks already cut up, ready to go. Got on the fish, nice slow entry into the fish, you know, bombing into it, and saw the meter mark, stopped the boat, threw the chunks, got the baits in the water, and that was it.
So it's off the meter mark.
But it's also time of day, too, on porpoise schools, right, Johnny?
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's talking about, like, bird school fish, but it can be time of day. Sometimes that fish, you'll see it all morning, and then in the afternoon, I'll have some guys come in, and they just murdered him on, like, the surface iron.
Yeah.
So then some guys will get in them, and, you know, like, the one day they're getting them on the surface iron, everyone loaded up. The next day, people are right in them, running jigs right through the middle of them, and they won't touch it. It's just one of those things where a certain time they're going to bite. So
and when that fish, sometimes, it's just you'll watch it up for 3 minutes, and the second your boat gets to it, it puts it down. So if you can get away with a longer rod or fishing a lure like a Colt Sniper that you can cast, you know, 3/4 of a mile, if you fish your traditional yellowtail surface iron gear, long rod, long cast, keep the boat away from the fish farther, and you definitely need to make your cast on the mark. You know, a lot of those spots that are up and down real fast, if you land it at ground zero, center of the spot of fish, it's coming up, you get a bite, but if you're 3 feet one direction or the other, you don't get a bite, so... You know, I would say keep at it. Keep your boat as far away as you possibly can while still being able to put a super accurate cast into the spot that's up and splashing around at the time.
Good. Thank
you. You're not doing anything wrong. It's
for sure. Yeah, that's dead right.
Well, you know,
right place, right time.
I had the same thing happen, and it's frustrating. It's super frustrating. But I think they're eating those red crabs, the tuna crabs, too. Those birds are just plunking around everywhere.
Yeah, and then you see them jumping out of the water, and they don't want to bite. It gets frustrating. Yeah. It's like, come on, bite, right? And then all of a sudden the time comes, and they want to bite, and it happens, right? All right, Arnie from Vista. Arnie, is he around? We see there's Arnie right there. Thanks for coming down to Dana Landing, Arnie, and stepping up to the mic today.
Hey.
What's up, Arnie?
Good morning, guys.
Official photographer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
happy to do it for you guys.
All right. You got one of the new AFCO Governor hats.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are cool.
That's a cool hat.
Yeah, it's a really cool hat.
Oh, by the way, I got
brand new.
I got the Maui Jims, too. Thank you very much, guys.
Oh, very good. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. The question I had was kind of about marlin fishing. I got a friend that's looking to try to do it. And, no, you guys, basically, this is six-pack, four-pack headquarters here. Do you have any boats that kind of target, and what time of year do you guys usually start looking for them?
Our boats, we have done marlin trips before. There should be a lot of fish around. Traditionally, like for San Diego, the opening season for marlin is Labor Day weekend. Mm-hmm. Although I'm sure there's fish around right now, like the Blackjack caught one a week and a half ago. I don't know if they've caught any on the impulse yet, but there's definitely fish around right now. But that's traditionally for San Diego, that Labor Day weekend is like the opening season for marlin. So if you were going to try to plan a charter, I would try to go in September.
Okay.
Is that one of those things where that's the beauty of having your own charter is you kind of decide? I mean, obviously, it's a high-risk, high-reward kind of thing, and if you charter the Blackjack or the Impulse and say, I want to fish marlin, you're going into it knowing that that's not a fish that a guy catches every day, but if that was your goal, the guys would go fishing with you?
Yeah.
Yep. If you have a flexible schedule, it's probably best because, I mean, you know when the best time to go marlin fishing is? When you start hearing everyone catching them.
Yeah.
And obviously, I mean, that sounds silly, but... You know, I mean, you can catch a few, but, you know, once marlin season starts is when they start to show up really and truly.
Right.
And if you have a flexible schedule, you can certainly work in a date. Mm-hmm. And just like you said, it's your charter. So you say, hey, I want to go marlin fishing, certainly let us know. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, we did a two-day trip last year. Guys just wanted to go marlin fishing. So absolutely. But, you know, just keep an eye on not really the fish counts, but just kind of, you know, listen and, you know, get an idea when the fish are up.
You never know how good it's going to be because there's fish here now, you go fishing now, but how good September and October could be this year,
could be
and
really
the crowds are going to be down, it could be
certainly has the signs, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, so.
They're kind of more transient than the tuna, you would say?
No, they'll stick in a small area. You know, once they come in, if you can find where the meat of the fish is, it'll be in that area.
Okay.
So the hard part for us is it's hard to get a charter on our boats because they're so busy. So it's hard to be flexible. You know, you have to kind of think out ahead of time, like, oh, well, maybe if I want to go marlin fishing, I'll try mid-September.
Yeah, just got to basically start on the calendar just to try it here.
I think that's what I would do is get a time in that time of year and just know that marlin is your goal, but if not, the odds of having excellent tuna fishing in September are great. So, put that as your primary goal, and if September rolls around and the season isn't really going real strong, well then, oh darn, you're going to have to go jack up all the yellowfish.
Really. All right, Arnie, thanks for coming down to Dana Landing. Michael Waterhouse is here. Michael, are you still around? Michael's still here?
We definitely have a phone caller in the meantime.
All right,
while we're waiting
ahead for
Michael, so why don't we grab Dan, who's calling us from Encinitas. Good morning, Dan. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Looks like we lost Dan, too. How about Cliff in Santa Barbara?
How are you guys doing? Yeah, that's Cliff. I was on the Eclipse on Monday, and I hooked into, we hooked three bluefin tuna. We landed two. One guy got spooled. I landed mine. Mine was in the range of like 170, 180.
Oh,
and
geez.
On a flat fall.
On the flat fall?
On the flat fall. The larger flat fall, and he inhaled it. And
Whoa.
We caught the fish for 2 hours. It took me and the crew to land the fish.
That's awesome. Congratulations.
I got it on a Shimonica Talica 25 with 100 pounds all the way to the flat fall.
Nice, good gear, the right gear.
Yeah.
Way to go. And then was it the new 200-gram size?
Yes, it was definitely the 250. That's what they call it. Was
the 250. Yeah. And that's the ones you have here at Dana Landing, right?
Yep.
Okay. I better go ahead and get some.
You should. I can guarantee you, if you drove around to 20 places.
It's a lifetime for me.
Yeah. Okay. Well, congratulations on that.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's unbelievable on the phone call. I'm sure Shimano will love to hear that. Appreciate the call. Kevin from Del Mar is here. Thanks a lot for the call today. Kevin, are you still here? There he is.
Hey, Kevin.
Thanks for coming down to Dana Landing, Kevin.
Just wanted to thank all you guys for putting on a great show. The honor of being here. Don't really have a question. I just wanted to let people know if you catch a big tuna on the lighter Spectra, it does get spent, so check it out. I got a 69-pound on 40, and after that, it was polished. It wouldn't hold a knot.
Was the angler spent?
Angler was
spent. <anyone. laughs>
Took 2 hours.
Yeah, that's cool.
Wow.
Good for you.
That's
a great fish.
That's a fish of a lifetime. Yeah.
On the Royal Star, right?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Royal Star.
Awesome. Congratulations, man.
That's a nice fish.
Well, thanks for coming down.
Thanks,
appreciate
Kevin.
That. Michael Mayer. Mr. Michael, are you still around? There he is. Oh, he's all dressed up today. Look at that. Fancy Michael. And looking very Florida-like.
Dapper.
Yeah, very dapper today.
What's up, Mike?
Question for you. My brother bought a boat, so now I ain't got to buy one.
Yeah?
But I'm going to wind up being a captain on it.
There you go.
Now, on the FM report, where do I pick those up? How do I fill them out? What do you return them in? And do I fill those out for only for going in Mexican waters or for U.S. waters?
You only
well?
Need them in Mexico. And fortunately, a lot of the fish have been north of the border, so you haven't had to have that issue right now.
Yeah.
But everything's explained on the SAC website, Sport Fishing Association of California. You can link that on our links page. And we have a link right directly to the SAC website that goes and explains how to do the FMMs. You definitely want to have, if you're going into Mexican waters, you're fishing Coronados, you're fishing anywhere, definitely want to have those FMMs in your possession. And, of course, at Dana Landing here, as well as Fisherman's Land, you guys sell the Mexican fishing licenses too, right?
Right.
Yep. And you'll also help them with instructions on the FMMs, I'm sure, too.
Exactly.
Right? And yeah.
I would say, too, that you want to stay well-versed because things have changed a little bit on the licenses. For quite a while, you did not need an FMM to transit through the 12-mile zone, and now you do. You know, so for a while, you did not have to have them while you were transiting through that area as long as you were fishing outside of it.
That's a good point.
And now that no longer is the case. If you're going to be going through the zone with fishing gear, just like a Mexican fishing license works, if you're going to be in that 12-mile zone with gear on the boat, you do have to have them.
So if you're going through the Coronado Islands on your way,
like
to,
on your way to
the 425 or the wherever,
exactly.
You have to have it.
All right.
Okay.
Otherwise, you
got to
stay outside the 12-mile zone.
Let's just hope the fish stay north.
You got it, brother. You got it. Thank you, guys.
All right,
take care. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup. We've got a ton to give away, including new Maui Jims, tons of great stuff from AFCO. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Here's what clients are saying about Rick Jensen and the Sport Fishing Financial Group.
My name is Jerry Farmer, and I live here in San Diego. Rick Jensen has successfully managed investments for me for the past 15 years. Before Rick, I worked with financial advisors that led me into bad investments and hid kickbacks they were receiving on the investments. Rick has demonstrated through his attentiveness to my account a great feeling of responsibility to do well for his clients. With Rick, his compensation is reasonable and clear, as are the benefits for the client. For the past 15 years, the cost-benefit ratio has been greatly in my favor.
After learning about Rick and his background and what he's done for his clients, I'm on board. I just opened my own account with Sport Fishing Financial, and I'm very excited about the opportunity.
This is Rick Jensen with Sport Fishing Financial Group. Work with me and learn what I can do for you as an investment advisor, and let's go fishing. Give us a call or find us on the web for a complimentary risk analysis, current portfolio analysis, or business retirement plan proposal. Call 949-481-1807 or visit us at sportfishingfinancial.com.
Are you feeling that itch to get out on the water? Come fishing on the American Angler and reacquaint yourself with some familiar faces and make new friends. Captain owners Brian Kiyohara and Sam Patella take pride in every aspect of the American Angler operation, from their loyal and trusted crew to the sashimi-grade fresh fish you'll take home. It's easy to find a vacation that fits your schedule. We have everything from day and a half to 10-day trips and longer. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. We want you to become a part of the American Angler family.
For East Cape fishing, Gen Rin is known as the best. This is Mark Rayer. Great service, top quality equipment, including all accurate reels, CalStar rods, and Cibarron electronics, has put my immaculately maintained twin-engine cruisers in a class of their own. For memories of a lifetime, just bring your hat and sunglasses, and we'll provide a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Our calendar's filling fast, so don't miss out. For packages, two live webcams, a weekly fishery report, and more, check out TeamGenRin.com. We pick up at all East Cape resorts, so let's go fishing.
No matter the fishing conditions, count on the Seaguar family of fluorocarbon leader material to help you catch more fish. Fluoro Premier has a smaller diameter with the highest break strength. Plus, it is super soft. When bites are tough, tie on Fluoro Premier. Blue Label is tough as nails with incredible abrasion resistance and impact strength. And new Pink Label is the choice for tough light conditions, giving you a little more visibility for better line control. Pick up a spool of Seaguar at your favorite tackle dealer or visit Seaguar.com.
XERS 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Padres are playing some kind of baseball.
San Diego's sports leader, the mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090 live here at Dana Landing. All right, the big winner of the full AFCO clothing performance package is going to Cliff in Santa Barbara. Cliff, congratulations. You're going to love that gear from AFCO.
And the winner, our good buddy Ken Carpenter just drew the winner, Jack, who asked the question about trolling through the porpoise schools and catching fish off of the bird schools. Jack, you win the Maui Jim sunglasses, your choice of the bronze lens or the gray lens. So congratulations, Jack. And we have the casting winners. Jeff Becker is the qualifier for trip to Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska with round-trip ticket on Alaska Airlines. And do we have a random winner? Cowboy, have we drawn the random winner yet of that? And we're going to go ahead and do that. Cowboy's hastily coming over, and let Steve Pinard draw that. Yeah, you see that boy move?
No.
Yeah? Here's the random winner right here.
Looks like Dave Myers.
Dave Myers. All right, Dave, you are the random winner today. Very good. Congratulations for that trip to Kingfisher Charters on Alaska Airlines. And Steve Pinard, Johnny White, thank you guys
awesome
for
you
being
guys.
Here,
thank you.
Having us here, hosting here for our San Diego County Ford dealer. Great Shimano casting contest, great event today. If somebody wants to come down to Day Landing, how in the world do we find you?
Right next to the launch ramp, right next in between Fast Lane and the launch ramp here at Dana Landing or danalanding.com. And I want to thank everyone else, all your guests and you guys for coming down. It was a great day.
Yeah, great awesome day. Thank
here.
You all for coming down. And Ron Lane, Fast Lane, how do we find you across from SeaWorld?
Just come right down to Dana Landing. We're in the building right in the middle with all the kayaks, all the Tupperware around it.
Yeah, kayaks, and you can come demo them right now.
Right now. You can go fishing off of one if you want.
You can demo. If you're looking for a stand-up paddleboard, Hobie makes the best.
The best.
We surf on them. We know. So come down, and you can demo those and check those out at Fast Lane. And want to thank you very much. Want to thank the Cowboy Gary, Tommy P., Dave Dolan, and Ryan running the casting contest. Adam in the studio, and, of course, Chief Engineer Isaiah for coming down. And, of course, all of you out there, thanks for coming down and joining us and supporting our Let's Talk Hookup San Diego County Ford Dealer events. And we'll be back tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m., back in the Mighty 1090 studios. Ken and Brad from Make-A-Wish Tuna Challenge are going to be with us talking fishing. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you tomorrow morning right here on the Mighty 1090.